And welcome back to another podcast, a mini podcast. I've still not been able to do a podcast with my loser of a cousin because he's been working so much and we're not at the same location right now. But anyways, I'm here with one of my friends in Northwest Arkansas and his name is Aaron. And I feel like I'm a few drinks in. I feel like I'll butcher your name right now. See, let me see if I can do it right. Yardbro, right? Yardbro?
You got it.
I did.
You got it. Seth Ohms. Oh, is it Ohms? Is it Ohms?
It is Ohms.
Oh, my bad.
You did that on purpose, you motherfucker. Anyways, we just went out for some pizza at the Rail down in Rogers here, had a few drinks, and we're about to go have another drink. And I suckered Aaron to doing the podcast with me for just a minute. And Aaron, how's your night going?
Fantastic. Pizza, wings, beer. Really beat that.
And we have been following Doge. Dogecoin today has gone up. What? I mean, it's more than quadrupled, right? I mean, it was about 10 cents, right? No?
Well, from earlier in the week, it was down as low as like 6 cents.
Was it that low?
5 to 6 cents, yeah. And so it made a big jump on Tuesday. And then and then today it's gone as high as 27 cents, so maybe 5 times up.
That's insane.
Yeah, close to.
And you bought in back when it was
Well, so I started buying in February. I dropped a pretty good amount in there for around 4.7 cents or 4.7 cents.
And then you just kept buying in because
So I would just every week just drop a little bit more money in there. And
which has been... I don't know the full story, but this has definitely been something that Elon Musk has enjoyed talking about. I don't know how he got into this, but do you know the story of Doge and like how wasn't Doge the one that was started as a prank?
It was started as a joke, almost making fun of crypto coins. But it's, you know, it has better branding than any crypto I can think of as far as having a meme as the,
right. The meme has the meme dog.
Yeah. And you know, it's getting a lot of, notoriety from celebrities, especially Elon Musk and Mark Cuban, and they tweet about it constantly. So as long as they're tweeting about it, they have deeper pockets than me. So I'll keep buying.
Yeah. So they're definitely...
they seem to be backing it pretty heavily.
Right. You know, here's a question. Is there any celebrities or any people, like, there's nobody really that has come out that have started their own crypto, right? Are they just started by small companies? Like, are like all these cryptos have been started by like
mostly coders and
coders, right?
And, yeah,
that's kind of crazy. So like,
none that I can think of actual celebrities. No, but I may not know if there was, but no, none that I can think of.
So the blockchain has always been, I mean, these all run off the same technology, right? The blockchain, which is something really interesting to, I mean, if you're into computer stuff, that's interesting. And if you're not into computers at all, it would be something very annoying to hear about.
Yes, I would imagine.
But, so they're all going on the blockchain technology, which was first, I mean, the inventor of that was the person that came up with Bitcoin.
Yeah, Satoshi Nakayama, or whatever his name is.
His real name or whatever.
They don't know who he actually is. But supposedly he's like in the top 10 richest people in the world now.
We don't even know if it's one person or if it's a lot of people.
We don't.
But
it's unknown.
So there's not really any people attached to any of these coins. Like, they're all...
That's the beauty of it. It's decentralized. Right. So right now with centralized banking... And, you know, with each sovereign government, the Federal Reserve Bank is in control of that. It being decentralized, it can't be manipulated. So all these servers basically are connected to the blockchain and it's verifiable instantly. They all can keep a balance sheet or, they can keep tabs of any transactions and instantly verify amongst all the networks. So it's a lot cleaner, more verifiable process.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But then also, I know for Bitcoin and Ethereum, you can mine, but okay, don't all these coins need some kind of mining going on for them to exist?
Yeah, I think they all, that I know of, I don't know about all the coins, there's so many out there, but all of them do have some type of mining process. I know with one of the appeals of Dogecoin in particular, with as far as the electricity and the what Bitcoin currently just the amount of electricity required to create a coin and to mine it. It's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, people don't see it as sustainable, and that's understandable. And Dogecoin, apparently, I'll have to look more in the mining process. I couldn't tell you the specifics. Supposedly, it's a much more sustainable method of mining, and that's some of the appeal of it. And so that's why people like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. Really? Yeah. A lot of people doing Ethereum right now. I was watching a video, and somebody's like, with a setup of $5,000, they're able to bring in $1,000 a month. That seems like a crazy return. I'm like, incredible. I want to try this.
Yeah, some of those methods, I'm not. You're way more up to speed on me.
I'm just watching some YouTube videos, and I don't know how well I could set it up myself. I was trying to see if I could search for people, because like, I'm up for even. I mean, like, and that's like, you could have a setup as cheap as like probably $1,000 or so, making you at least $100 a month, I guess. Then. But I mean, that's something that makes me curious. Then, like, and then of course the way to be most efficient is to have solar on your building or your house, whatever have you, just so you, because that's going to be your biggest cost.
Right.
Is going to be the electricity.
Yep. Especially if you're getting into the mining aspect, right? Which I don't know near as much about.
I really don't. I've just watched some YouTube videos on it, and like, it's something that's very interesting, and I don't think it's super hard to do. It's just like going through the steps of like setting it up and everything.
Yep.
You can buy the kits and stuff and have the, I guess run it all from one computer and all that, but mm-hmm. it's something that I'm kind of interested in. I was just about to mention that earlier, but, anyways, I thought I would give Aaron a little taste of podcasting, this is what we've been doing, just chilling tonight, talking about the good old Doge, and it will be interesting to see. It's holding steady at about 25 cents, which more than 25 cents, for some reason.
It's been bouncing up to 26, 27.
So it will be interesting to see where it goes from here. I think it's going to drop back down under 20 cents, but I think it's going to keep going up, though. It's going to get, I think we'll easily hit $1 this year. And I think Bitcoin will hit $100,000 this year. So we'll see.
That's a bold prediction, but disagree on
Well, I mean, goodness, it's holding pretty strong at like between 50 and 60.
Yeah, I don't disagree on the Bitcoin, steadily, actually. It's
still going up, though.
And Doge, so. I'd love to see it at $1, but we'll see what happens.
I would say if it takes another dip, you're going to buy some more then in? Is that what you're thinking rather than selling?
I'd say if we get below 15 cents, I'll buy some more.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. All right, there we go. Let's see what happens. Thanks, guys, for listening, and enjoy your evening. Bye.